Okay, Gwendolyn, thanks for dropping by to talk about financial matters here. Now, you're a lawyer and a owner of the firm.
Yes.
Let's talk about your role with the company.
So I'm the one that approves all of the cases coming in and decides if we are not going to go on with it or if we are going to go on with it. I'm also the one that parses everything out to whether my other lawyer or my paralegal and let them handle some of the work as well. We're in the process of hiring another lawyer at this point, so we're going to look for more work.
Okay. Now, what areas of law are you dealing with? Real estate, I understand.
So we do real estate. We do a lot of real estate. We do wills and estates. We do family law. That's probably one of our biggest ones, along with wills and estates. We do municipal. We do environmental. We do all kinds of law. It's easier to say what we actually don't do. So right. We don't do criminal.
Well, let's look at the wills and those sorts of things that people may wonder how important a will is.
Well, a will is very important to have. It doesn't matter how much you have. A lot of people think that they don't have anything, but they still have a car or a bank account. A will is very important to those people as well as everyone else, just to make sure that what you want happens after you pass away. If you don't have a will, then the government gets to decide who your money goes to with a pecking order. When you have your will, you're able to decide who your trustee is, who you want your beneficiaries to be, and how much they get. And this is very important, that you want to leave your legacy behind to someone that you care about and that you know is going to appreciate it. You know, the future after you pass is already determined.
Now, as far as real estate goes, is that home sales or home purchases, that sort of thing?
It usually is, but we also do commercial sales as well.
Okay.
So we do commercial buildings, we do corporation sales with the shareholders. We do sales on that as well. Sales and purchases, we basically want to try to make your life better as a law firm. So we help you to purchase a new home or to sell or upgrade or downgrade. We'll help you with your wills and your estates. We help you with your family matters, whether it be adoption or separation. We will help you. We want to make your life better. And we try to alleviate that stress. We walk you through everything. We tell you every process that you need to know, and we will let you know of any mistakes or any problems that arise right away so that you know, and we'll tell you how we're going to fix them or how to deal with them in that case. We're there to try to take the stress off of you and to make your life easier.
Do you also get into financial situations?
So yes, we've dealt with some of the banks and there are some financial. So we did have an elderly lady who had her banks frozen. They were afraid that she was being coerced to give out money when she actually wasn't. And we had to deal with that. There are some things that we have to deal with money, absolutely. And, you know, whether it's, you know, somebody not honoring their extended warranty or what have you, we deal with it. I also have a psychology background, so I do try to use that to help my clients calm down, to help them take a step back and breathe and look at everything. So we are there to try to help people in law as much as we are just to help them as a person.
And just to wrap up, Gwendolyn, how about just a short, you kind of got into it there, message of how important people may not think of, well, what do I need a lawyer for?
It is very important for people to have a lawyer. Like I said, over 95% of self-reps lose their cases. And normally it's because they don't know the process and they don't know what to ask for or what to look for. And in this case, that's where your lawyer comes in. A lot of people are trying to use AI right now. AI is not the answer. AI is wrong in some cases. And there has been a case where a lawyer used AI and all the cases were made up. So AI is not the way to go at this point. You do need a knowledgeable lawyer and you need one to help you through almost every part of legal aspect in your life.